and in Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on heading into Super Bowl weekend. Today is Friday. It's February 2nd. We are chilling out, relaxing all cool, out shooting some b-ball outside of the school where a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood.
I mean, I got in one little fight. My mom got scared.
She said, moving with your auntie and your uncle. Unky.
Unky.
That's what I call my uncle. Unky.
What up, Unk?
What's up? DJ. There's a DJ, Unk. I saw DJ King Vic last night at the A-State basketball game.
He'll be doing my roommate's wedding.
When's that coming up?
In June.
Man, he's good. They played 90s music all last night. And so, like, they hit these songs.
Was it hard for you not to dance?
I was talking to Coach Raffo, and I'm like, dude, this is like music of my generation, right? Like, I love today's music, but here's what I'm so impressed with younger people. And this is a shout out to the student section, right? They knew the 90s music.
That's cool.
Like, they weren't born in the 90s. Yeah. Some of them weren't.
Mm-hmm.
They have more of an eclectic, like, I don't know. I didn't do that when I was younger.
No, like, I didn't want to hear old music.
Yeah.
But, like, the Spice Girls came on. Everybody sang the Spice Girls. It was just fun to watch. We did the basketball thing. It was the Pac Pride game. So they have two games, and they invite the students and incentivize the students with spirit awards and all that kind of stuff. So that's fun. So they invite me back for that game every year to kind of help to host and conduct the contest and stuff like that.
Right.
So I always put a little bit of pressure on myself. And I don't know why, but it's like I'm still in college. I never even went that far in college.
Yeah.
But like I always put the pressure like I'm there. Like I'm being judged by every college student.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, why do I do that? Because I can stand in front of a wrestling crowd. I don't worry about that. I could stand in front of, you know, the normal basketball crowd. I don't really think about it. Mm-hmm. But when I look up and I see thousands of college kids looking at me.
I can see. I would put more pressure on myself, too.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because we're weird.
Because in our minds, we kind of still think that we're cool and hip and know some of the stuff. But really, in all actuality, we're probably not.
Okay. So I spend a lot of time out there in the stands, right? During, like, waiting for things and like, my cues and contests and stuff like that. Okay. So I realized one of the things I've seen on social media, ILY. Right. Do you know what that is? ILY.
I love you.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I guess so.
So it's like, oh my gosh, ILY. I don't do that. You know, I'm not really. Maybe it's more of a girl thing.
Yeah.
But so I heard some young ladies when somebody walked by, like I'm standing there getting ready to do a segment and somebody walks by and she said, Illy. And I thought for a second, is her name Illy? And then I thought, I bet it's I love you. Because I think she said Illy too. I heard it.
Oh, no. That's awful.
I just wonder if that's normal. Is that normal?
I don't remember that.
Illy.
David,
Illy.
Illy, too.
I remember.
It's like you're in pain.
We used to say, especially in my church youth group, we would go, Lilas.
What is that?
Love you like a sister.
Lilas. Okay. But Illy, I mean, I heard it. I was like, wow, what's that? But people, like, they like, here's what's aggravating to me. Like, when I put pressure on myself and then people are overly nice to me about things, it's like, why did I pressure myself at all?
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
But I had one moment where I got fumbled up on a word. And y'all know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that drives me insane.
Yeah.
And you probably concentrate. When did it happen?
Middle of the deal.
So,
I mean, I've been there for a couple hours.
Was your whole night going great? And then after that one little thing that probably no one heard but you, it was shot. You were done.
Pissed off. And then I worried about everything else I was going to do.
Thinking that you're going to mess up again?
Because it's like, okay, you're doing live stuff. It happens. Like, there's no way around it. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Unless you have all the time in the world to think about everything you're going to do and have a perfect script that you've memorized or whatever, or you have no script at all. What they did to me was they handed me the script about 10 minutes before we started.
See, that's why I'll never be able to do that.
All new material. Like, there was not one thing that was the same.
Oh. Well, then you're a rock star then. Because there is probably a handful of people in Arkansas that could do that.
It was, so I put the pressure on myself. And then I started going, oh, here we go. But then like I'm around people and I'm like, oh, y'all just make me feel good. Like I got into one section and they were like, I think it was A.O. Pies. And they were like, A.O. Pie, I love Brandon Baxter.
Aww.
I'm like, that's all. And they were going to sing a song about it.
Oh, they should have. Why didn't you let them?
Because then it feels like I'm like, sing about me now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm much more shy than that. But they're really nice, and, like, they don't have to be that nice.
Yeah.
You know? Because I guess when I see college kids, I'm like, they're cooler than I was when I was their age.
So the fraternities were there, too? Were they in full of force as the sororities were?
No, it's, I mean, they're there.
Yeah.
But it's really the sororities who go all out and the organizations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those sororities do all that so they can win those awards. And then during Rush, they can talk about it.
It's bragging rights.
Yeah, it is. And so you can say, hey, we won the Spirit Award. You should come to AOPI. Mm-hmm.
So the Bodolph Award is like the Bodolph is wolf leader, like the leader of the pack, right? So they've been giving the Bodolph Award for the spirit deal at basketball. So like all those girls go there and they all incentivize each other to go there and dress up and wear their stuff and sing their songs and take their pictures and be really loud. And they all want the Bodolph Award, right? So we're getting ready to go present it, and they told me who won, and we bring over one of the cheerleaders who's going to go with me to present it and all of this stuff. And we're going to be walking down the stairs because, like, I can't just stand in front of the people because then they know exactly who's going to win.
Yeah.
So one of the guys was like, what if, like, Brandon goes to take one step toward somebody and then turns and gives it to the other group?
Oh, man.
And Morgan Crane, who's over the organization, she's like, that's not a good idea. And we're like, what do you mean? She's like, it's like they're very particular.
Oh, yeah. Those girls would be so mad.
And if it looks like we, you know, punk somebody out, that other group would be like really mad.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they'd probably call you out on it.
So I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know about that because I don't ever want to offend anybody. I'd like to give the award to everybody. Here's the vote off award for all of you. It's like Oprah and her favorite things.
Right. Yeah.
So we're standing up there, and I'm talking as we're about to walk down the deal. Like again, the camera shot's going to be down low. We're going to walk down the steps to present the award. But there's probably 30 steps there. And I have a script and a microphone. She has the Bodolph Award, and I tell her, you know, we really can't look down. And she's like, what? I'm like, no, we pretty much have to try to keep eye contact as best we can. Mm-hmm. So study the steps. Neither of us fell. But you know, like that's a different pressure.
Yeah.
So,
oh my gosh.
If I would have fallen, I would have never gone to an A-State event again.
Kind of like being in heels and having to walk across a stage.
Look, I'm getting aggravated at you for being so worried about this prom fashion show. Mm. We're hosting that tomorrow. We're hosting.
I am excited about it. I'm just really stressed out.
Don't be. Go there and have fun. Because let's say this. Let's say 5 years down the road, life situations happen, and you're just not doing a morning show anymore, right?
No.
Well, I'm just saying, what if you chose to leave? What if you had another baby or something?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's been on the table for a minute, from what I've heard.
It's never been on the table.
So is she, actually.
What?
It's very true.
No, but look, let's just, whatever the circumstance is, right? You look back on your life, and you're like, you know what? Those are really neat moments that I never truly enjoyed because I was so worried about those moments. They chose us to do this.
That is a good point.
They've come back to us. Like, there's been a couple of years where we haven't been able to do it. We've had to say, well, let me help you find somebody else. Mm-hmm. But they come back. Basically, like, they can pick anybody to do this stuff.
Basically, you're Gary Vee today.
Dude, I'm all about it. I Kelly'd my wife. I get home for lunch, and I'm like, hey, there's this really cool thing I'm listening to, a guy named Gary Vee, and blah, blah, blah. And there was a thing on parenting about how a lot of parents are trying to mold their kids into what everybody wants their kids to be. And you'll get this, right? Mm-hmm. So, and here it goes. But basically, he's like, okay, so your kids, maybe you want them to be able to be an athlete, but they're not really an athlete, but they're really good at something else. Focus 98% of their energy and your energy toward them on what they're good at, their strengths. Don't focus on what they're not good at. Don't focus on, hey, I wish you could do this. Oh, no, don't do that. Focus on what they're excited about and interested in, and that's the way you really invest in your child and build their future.
Yeah.
Not trying to show them the things that they don't know or things that maybe they're not as good at. Not everybody's as good at math.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so I was like, wow, that's really neat. So I was showing her that, and then I showed her another one and another one. And I looked up at the clock, 25 minutes of me showing her Gary Vee.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not getting up until you watch this.
So I was doing, and I was like, and then I thought about this morning. Like, I did that to her, and she just wanted to watch the Game Show Network.
But it's good stuff.
It really is. It makes you think. And again, about like, you know, how we perceive ourselves and don't forget the moments and all the stuff that's really relevant. Like when you go back and look at the things that we get to do, like if we're going to be in front of thousands of people or just like even in doing our show, like I look back at every one of the radio shows that I've done and I've had multiple partners and I remember the great times of each partner. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I remember when we first started and it was me and Rachel Summers. I remember when we got Ali King on and we did this. I remember when it was me and Book. And I remember when me and Lori did this. All these different things that we...
Chapters.
Right. And each one of those chapters, I probably wish I could go back and enjoy that chapter again as much as I, as fondly as I look back on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but we get caught up in the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true.
Okay. You just, I'm changing my train of thought. I just flipped the switch.
Good. Let's go have fun. Okay. What's the worst thing that can happen? We're not going to die. I mean, if you fall, you fall. That's a great story for Monday. If your skirt rips, that's great stories.
Remember, I have already fallen on the Brooklyn campus.
Oh,
remember?
I forgot about that story, yeah.
Or what if David falls off the stage? He's walking out toward the edge and falls off.
I don't know if I want to do that.
I'm just saying, like, what's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
Well, right now, the only worst thing that can happen is needing to go to the bathroom.
Mm.
Like number two?
No.
Oh, David.
No.
What?
Number one, just because I'm in this, it's a gown thing, but it has a big train on it. Mm-hmm. And then I've got, and it's fitted.
Give me an idea how long the train is. Is it 3 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet?
No, it just kind of goes around me. So like it's not.
It's not the long.
No,
like,
no.
Marriage wedding thing.
No, no. But, and then I have my Spanx on. So like.
So if you have to pee with the Spanx on, even if you didn't have a dress on.
It's going to suck.
How do you pee with a dress on?
How do you do that?
You go in forward and pull up your dress, and one of y'all have to go in there with me.
I'm being serious.
I don't know.
And then we have to stand on the commode and hold the back
of it
up.
Do you see what girls have to deal with, though? Like, it's
That's why you should have had a change. You should have had a quick change. That way your quick change could have been your pee break, too.
Yeah, but
I've
never done this before. I didn't know.
I didn't think about that either. Like, all we have to do is go unzip.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'll take my Spanx off, too, but.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to prepare? Are you going to shave your arms?
Why would I shave my arms?
Your pits.
Why would I do any of that?
Brush your. Are you even going to brush your freaking hair?
Yeah, I'm going to get a haircut.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do what y'all think I should do. Get the sides tight and then.
Did I show you Kai's?
No, he hadn't shown us yet.
And Bruce has, Kelly's son has something like it too.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to go. That's just what's in.
Yeah, I know.
And if you want to be like everybody else, do what's in.
That's what I plan on doing. I'm pretty excited about getting this haircut.
I mean, don't be yourself. Do what everybody else is doing.
Do it, yeah. There's no sense in being original or anything.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, Kelly, have you figured out your hair?
I'm going to wear it up somehow.
Okay, here it is.
In a messy bun.
No, you're just not. Kidding. And yoga pants and all that stuff.
The shorts. Little soccer shorts.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe. I don't care who you are. Britney Spears walks in soccer shorts. I probably like soccer shorts.
Yeah. I don't like those shorts, man. They drive me crazy.
But people are so different because that was like, it's normal now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is. Oh,
casual, comfortable is normal. It's not like it's lazy anymore because for a while it was seen as lazy.
Well, every freaking girl at college wears them. Drives me crazy.
So are you nervous at all about the prom fashion show?
Maybe a little bit.
What would your nerves be today? One day out.
I don't even know what to expect, so I'm kind of going in there. Like,
I don't either.
Whatever, you know?
Yes, you do.
But I really, because they change it. You got to think every time, golly, I've had burps and hiccups all day.
Nice.
Every time a different group of kids comes in, it changes a little bit.
Like different ideas and stuff like that, what they want to do?
Yeah, and then, you know, it's all evolved because, you know, things change as time evolves. So it's different than it was 5 years ago, different than 10 years ago.
Well, I mean, it's like here's the way I look at it. As long as we have a script, everything's going to be basically laid out for us.
But there's not really a script.
But, I mean, as long as we have a script to go along with, you know, it's something that we can kind of guide ourselves with. You know what I mean? I think we'll be fine. We like each other. We can ad-lib.
We should meet here in the morning before we have to be there and go by and get a chicken biscuit and then go to rehearsals.
A chicken biscuit.
I'm fine with that. I'm always late to rehearsals, so ask Sherry Bobbitt. They're always like, I make the grand entrance. Hello, everybody.
I'm here. We can start.
Wait, you,
Brandon Baxter is here.
But it's always
can
forget.
Can I announce you? That's what we're doing tomorrow morning. No. I'm going to announce you, and we're going to roll like this red carpet, and you're just going to walk in.
Hello, everybody.
In your wrestling outfit.
That is not
your cargo shorts.
And we have like
shirt.
We have like a little
combat boots.
We have like fireworks go off, and then you walk out.
Sparklers. I have sparklers.
Yeah. There we go.
Man.
So, I don't know. I don't know exactly how it's going to lay out. So, don't expect a major script.
I mean,
I've never done this with three hosts. It's always been myself and like Yolanda, I guess, every year that I did it. So, mm-hmm. It was always like it was she and I. We developed good chemistry together. We were friends. It was guy, girl. So we kind of knew whose role was what. Yeah. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of explaining.
Right.
Right? So now we have the extra element of guy, girl, David. So then we have to figure out. Well, we have to figure out, or guy, girl, guy. We have to figure out how guy, girl, guy works. Kelly, how does that work?
I'm not sure, Brandon. You're so dumb.
Like, how would you envision us hosting as guy, girl, guy?
You.
Who starts?
You.
Welcome, everybody, to the Prom Fashion Show. My name's Brandon Baxter. Do you want to do your name or do you want me to do your name?
I mean, I can say my name.
Thanks, Beyonce. But outside of that, what do you think? What sounds better? Hey, my name's Brandon Baxter from, you know, whatever, the K-5 Morning Show.
Hey, I'm Kelly Perry.
And I'm David the Barrel Boy.
So then there has to be something after that. Like, there has to be dun-dun-dun.
Well, I think if I go, hey, I'm David the Barrel Boy, dropping the barrel tonight for a tux. Let's do this.
Okay.
And I can tell you love that.
What if I said, hey, I'm Kelly Perry. I know a lot of you might not recognize me right now because I'm wearing Spanx. I've got a tan and
my hair's done.
My makeup is done.
And why am I still talking?
All right. So the rehearsal, and I told them this off of the air, and I don't know if they believe me. I think maybe we talked about it on the podcast too. But like, the rehearsal is such a loose rehearsal, it will probably make you more nervous.
I know.
Because it's going to be like, well, what happens here? Well, maybe we do this, and then we'll get to the deal. Like, what did we say we were going to do? And that's where Yolanda was always good, because I'm like, what did we say? Because she was like, detailed notes. And you know me.
Then that's what I'm going to do.
You need to probably do detailed notes.
I'm going to bring a notebook.
You need to be my new Yolanda.
Actually, what you can do, I'm going to bring cardboard. No, what's it called? Poster board. And yeah. I'm going to do like cue cards. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have David hold them.
That'd be great.
Oh, so his performance will be from the front row.
Yeah, uh-huh. Or I can just be up on stage and show my butt to everybody and just like
kind of
bend over too. A little bit and just hold the cue cards for Kelly.
Yeah.
So make sure you're taking notes, because I'll throw out a million ideas. They'll have a million ideas and I won't remember them by the time we get back.
Because you know how Kelly Ripa and Ryan are always like, oh, Gelman, the guy, the producer in the back. He could be our Gelman.
Oh, Daveman.
Yeah.
Daveman.
Oh, Daveman.
Here's our producer, Daveman. Did you go get fitted to make sure your tux works?
Yeah, did you?
I did, actually.
No, you
did. I had a really busy day.
No, I actually saw him there.
She was at the His one.
Why would there. You?
Because I was trying on a dress at the one.
I don't believe it.
And I was right down the thing. I did. I told you my day was crazy.
No, you did not.
Look good. I think you're going to look good tomorrow night.
Thanks.
You were lying.
I changed the tie a little bit.
You were lying.
I told you we were going to meet there at 1 o'clock.
That's lies.
I love the fact that he's not really sure.
I know.
He's got that.
It's lies, right?
He's like, got that. Please tell me you're lying.
I had a busy day yesterday, too.
I'm sure they fed you lunch, so you talk about food.
Well, he did because he was in the ER.
Right. Oh, he went back.
He hates me.
I burped. I just burped. I think something has burst.
I actually have things to do today, if y'all are done.
I tasted phlegm.
Phlegm?
I'm here at the ER.
Oh, gosh. Did you ever go through and listen to the podcast from...
No, I didn't.
I have a paper cut.
Okay.
I'm here. Admit me
Somebody
now.
Somebody help.
Mom, take me to the ER.
Y'all are so dumb.
I might have a hemorrhoid, Mom. Take me to the
hemorrhoid.
ER. Anyway. the Super Bowl's this weekend. We're going to eat. We're going to have fun. I'm going to go buy a beer. I'll probably buy a lot of beer.
Because
I think
too,
I deserve
man.
A lot of beer.
Yeah. My daughter's in Hairspray, the musical. She's the Jonesboro High School. Well, junior highs are putting that on. Mm-hmm. So she is a mom of one of the girls. And I think she gets to play like a kind of prissy, mean mom. So she'll be really funny.
Would she have any way of learning about that from you?
Of course. I'm so prissy.
All right. So that's going to be happening this weekend. Lots of stuff. We hope you guys have a great weekend. We appreciate all of you who listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talk to more people all the time who are like, hey, I listen to that podcast. It's pretty fun. So anyway, have a great weekend. We'll let you know on Monday. We'll, like the after show will be the 1,000,000% total story on the Prom Fashion Show. and how it happened and all the nerves and anxiety and the mistakes.
The like falls.
The full show probably won't have as much of that.
Yeah.
You know, but we can give you guys like the 1,000,000% truth.
Yeah.
It's like we're peeling back the onion. It's my new thing. Mm. I'm going to peel the onion every day. Somehow I'm going to reference peeling the onion.
Mark Shrek.
All right.
Or David's bruised banana.
Oh, it was awful.
It was not awful. It
you ate
good.
A black banana.
I did not do that.
You did.
It might have been slightly brown.
It was gross.
It was not.
No one eats bananas like that.
That would have been thrown away
except
at my
maybe
house.
A monkey. I don't know.
It was good.
Ugh.
Y'all are overreacting.
It was disgusting.
It was prime.
It's like you're lazy and can't go buy more bananas.
What the hell?
Mr. Conservative. Oh, now you're going to cuss.
Oh, wow.
I got to go get my spray tan.
All right. Do we need to do anything? Do we need to help you? Who's going to be your helper, like legit, if you need help?
No one.
Because like me and David are going to, like, if I need, like, hey, David, does this look like it's on right? He'd be there to help me.
I don't have anybody coming to help me.
Well, talk to one of the girls in the prom fact. You need to buddy up with somebody tomorrow morning.
I don't know anybody.
Buddy up with somebody.
Now you sound like a teacher. I hated that.
It's the buddy system.
Yeah. All right, now.
David was always scared no one would ask him to be the buddy.
Oh, I didn't want to be a buddy.
It's I was always last.
Group projects, I hate them. All right, you need to find three classmates in here, and then you're going to do a group project, and then it's going to be half your grade.
Oh, I forgot. You're bringing back anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Golly, it was
nobody
the worst
ever picked
days.
Me. I wasn't smart enough to be picked.
I would have picked you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have too.
No.
Well, typically, I
didn't. Cool Kelly back then.
No, because I would feel bad for you because no one would talk to
you. Oh, thank you. You have pity
on
me.
So I would ask you to be my partner.
So then here comes Kelly, right? Mm-hmm. In her, hey, you know.
Hey, Brandon.
And I'd have been scared to death.
I'll be your partner.
I can tell you back then, I would have been scared to death of her.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
No. I
would have been.
I was a tomboy. I was approachable. I was fine.
You believe it?
No.
It wasn't like I was Britney Spears in high school. It was nothing like that.
But it was different back then when we were in school.
Maybe.
So, anyway, best of luck to you guys at the prom fashion show tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You too.
Happy Super Bowl weekend, everybody.